You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Don't be picky, just be happy with this. Quick, yeah.
The clock is ticking on Jim Benning and Oliver Ekman-Larsson and the self-imposed deadline of tomorrow morning. So this morning on the Quickie, I gotta ask, what's the holdup? What's going on here? The fans, the pundits, we're all in a state of flux, waiting for this potential deal to shake out. And this morning here on the Quickie, I gotta tell you why. I truly hope that Jim Benning can make this work and make Oliver Ekman-Larsson a part of this Canucks team. I'm Trevor Beggs, and you were listening to The Quickie here on the Canucks Misconduct Network. Make sure you check out the rest of the shows on our network this week. Nick Bondi had The Athletic's draft expert Scott Wheeler on Power the Towel here on the network. Kyle and I also did an All Canucks episode of Sippin' on a 40 last night, breaking down whether or not we should be worried about the state of the team. Kyle and I on two very different sides of the ledger. And hey, maybe you'll hear a bit about that here on the Quickie. Even this morning on KnucksMisconduct.com, I'm writing about the state of the Canucks defense. There is a lot of turnover that could potentially be happening with this defense. Obviously with Chris Tanev and Troy Stetcher walking out the door, that's one thing. But of course, the big domino to fall is the Oliver Ekman-Larsson situation. And I think when these rumors first start flying around, I think the only initial reaction is, he's a nice player, but that salary cap hit is high. But the more I think about it, the more you should be on board with the Canucks trying to make this happen for Oliver Ekman-Larsson. And it's for a simple reason that I explained to Kyle on Sippin' on a 40 last night. Good teams become Stanley Cup contenders by trying to get better, by adding pieces like an Oliver Ekman-Larsson, guys who are still at the top of their game. Now, Ekman-Larsson, in my opinion, he's still a top two defender on any NHL team. I think he's probably one of the 50 best defensemen in hockey, and that might be a conservative projection. He's a slick skater. He can give you offense. He's fast. He's got size. He's a fairly decent defender, although you probably want a little bit more to that side of his game. But the fact of the matter is, you're looking at a left side of your defense with Hughes and Ekman-Larsson locked into top four slots for at least the next 5 years. If you're the Canucks and you're in salary cap hell, and Markstrom walks, and Toffoli walks, and Stetcher walks, and Tanev walks, but you get Oliver Ekman-Larsson on this team, I think that makes a huge difference to the organization, and it arguably helps with one of the biggest weaknesses on this team, which is defense. And I know some guys will want to say, well, the Canucks should be targeting a right-shot defenseman. And I think there's some validity to that argument, but that doesn't mean that when a situation comes up, like the one for Oliver Ekman-Larsson, you shy away from it just because he shoots the other way. You try to make your team better by acquiring top players. Look at what happened with the JT Miller situation. JT Miller, obviously the acquisition price was high. It was a first round pick, but man, has he been an awesome contributor to this team. You can picture something similar happening with Oliver Ekman-Larsson here as well. Because he's a great defenseman, and like I said, he's improving one of the Canucks' biggest weaknesses, which is on defense. Now, the acquisition price will be steep. I think Arizona's going to want a first-rounder. This isn't just a salary dump. He's still a good player. I know Benning was probably loath to give up that first rounder. He sounded really sad in his press conference yesterday after not having a first rounder for the first time in, I think it was 87 years or something like that. No, it was 28 years. But you're probably looking at a first and a player like maybe Virtanen, but more like a Uelevi or Rathbone, one of those top prospect defensemen as well. It's not an easy trade to make. The clock is ticking, but you should be cheering for Ekman and Larson to become a Canuck, just like I am. Good teams become contenders by improving and adding players like OEL. Speaking of improvement, go make your hockey life a little bit better by subscribing to the Canucks Misconduct Network. The offseason is here. Free agency is coming. We still got some content for you coming out over the next few days as free agency, again, hits. We find out more about the trajectories of teams, and then maybe we'll go on a little hiatus. But trust me, if you subscribe to the network, you will make your hockey life a little bit better. I'm Trevor Beggs, and thanks again for listening to the Quickie here on the Canucks Misconduct Network.